me, worship is breathing.
To me, worship is a lifestyle.
Anything we do that says to God, you are God.
Worship is what you do when you go out into the community, when you're around your friends.
Me wanting to be what he wants me to be.
Adoration.
Aside from prayer, worship is my high-speed connection to God.
Worship is about our heart when we bring it to him.
When I'm truly worshiping, my heart is overcome with thankfulness.
I am vulnerable.
I'm completely engulfed. I'm completely in tuned to God.
You're just speaking to God, but the lyrics, the words, and God speaks back to you.
I want it to be from me.
I want to abandon all modesty and just worship my God.
God can have a personal experience and worship with everyone in that room.
And so it's almost like a conversation with God, almost a prayer.
When I worship, I want God to be magnified.
When I worship, I want God to be pleased.
I want God to be front and center.
I want God to laugh with me.
I want God to be happy.
When I worship, I want God to be lifted up.
I want there to be a knowing that Crystal came and she brought all of her and she was sincere.
I want him to be exalted.
I want him to be in the spotlight. I want him to be the focus. I want him to have the rightful place that only he deserves in my life.
When I worship, I want God to be my friend.
And I want him to know how thankful and grateful I am for all the things that he's done for me.
I want him to feel the joy that is in my heart because I'm so grateful to him.
Because he sent his son to die for me.
Praise the Lord, everybody! Praise the Lord, everybody! Praise the Lord, praise the Lord! God is good. So, welcome to the evening of praise, Songs of Thanksgiving. And how many of you have ever been to an evening of praise before? All right, so you know that it's been a minute. All right, something called 19 hit, right? And so everything kind of... So we're thankful to be back. In 2022, the end of the year, and we're just going to flow tonight. We're going to have a good time and just thank the Lord. We have some awesome people that are going to come up on this stage and praise and lead praise and worship, and so just thank you all for being here tonight, and we are live streaming, and we're all also doing Facebook Live, so welcome to our Facebook Livers and all of our online audience. Hallelujah. I will also say this, that our church, the Presence Center Wausau, we have been on a 21-day fast. We do ours in November. We seek the Lord in November for wisdom and clarity for the upcoming year, and that goes through tomorrow night. So we are locked and loaded. God is doing some awesome things, and so we thank you for joining us tonight, again, for Evening of Praise, Songs of Thanksgiving. So I wrote this song years ago called Thank You. I thought we would want to hear it. Here, go. Hit it! Come on, everybody, clap a little bit, come on. I just want to take out time to say
thank you.
I just want to take out time to say
thank you.
I just want to take out time to say
thank you.
I just want to take out time to say
thank you.
Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to thank you. You set my soul free. I want to I just want to take out time to say
thank you.
Hey, I just want to take out time to say Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to thank you. Yeah, yeah. You set my soul free. I want to
thank you.
Hey, oh, yeah. I just want to take out time to say,
thank you.
Hey, I just want to take out time to say,
thank you.
This is how they used to say it back in the day. They say, listen. If I had a thousand tongues, I couldn't thank you enough.
Ha.
If I had a thousand tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. If I had a thousand tongues, I couldn't thank you. This is what I do. But I sure would try. So for the rest of the song, we're going to try. You ready? Just repeat after me. Come on and say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's that? That's a real good try. That was a real good try, but you know what? I think we can do a little bit better. You ready? Come on. Come on and say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
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 thank you. What's up? Hey, you know that was a real good try, but listen, come on and say thank you,
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 thank you.
Come on and say
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
What's that?
Hey,
that's a real good try. Say it again. Come on and say
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you in the morning. Thank you in the noontime. Thank you in the midnight. Come on,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
You've been so good. You've been so kind. And I'm so glad you're a friend of mine. That's a real
good try.
Oh, that's a real good try. Come on and say thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
you saved me.
Thank you,
you healed me.
Thank you,
you made a way.
Thank you,
you brought me out.
Thank you,
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 thank you. What's
that?
That's a real good try. Hallelujah. If I had a thousand tongues, I could. If I had a thousand tongues, I could
thank you
enough. Ha. If I had a thousand tongues, I could
thank you.
This is what I do.
But I sure would try.
But I sure would try.
But I sure would try.
For the rest of my life, I'm gonna try.
Woo!
I'll lift those hands and say, Lord, I thank you. But I sure would try.
But I sure would try.
Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the one, the only, Tony Mason. As he comes, I'm going to ask our praise team, to come up. Let's back him up. We don't know what he's going to do, but we're just going to have a good time tonight. Come on up here. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
stand up. This is not a show tonight. We're not sitting back chilling. Y'all look like y'all need some popcorn or something. Come on. Stand up, clap your hands, give God some praise. Oh, that's really cute. Come on, give God some praise. Not me, this is not about us. Somebody shout to the Lord with a voice of what? How many overcomers are in this place tonight? I said, how many overcomers are in this place tonight? Oh, 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 yeah. Somebody say, God is awesome. God is awesome. He's awesome all by himself. Clap three people a high five and tell them he's good all by himself. Oh, 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 oh. Hallelujah. Come on, tell somebody it's his great name. Come on, clap those hands. If y'all know this song, sing with it.
Thank you.
more time and say, there is power in the name. Today. Slap three people a high five and say, I see your freedom. I see your freedom. I see your freedom. I see your freedom. And if you're free, come on, tell somebody to just shake your leg or do something. Act like you're free in this place tonight. Hallelujah. How many know God is great? He's a good God. He gives life. He is love. He brings light to our darkness. Let's lift those hands to him. Come on.
Bring every heart that is broken.
say that line one more time. Great are you, Lord. Come on. It's your presence. It's your presence. Say it's your presence in my life.
So we pour out our praise.
One more time. It's your presence
in my life. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise.
Whisper that to him, church. Come on. Sing, great are you, Lord. Come on. Let's sing that verse. You give life.
You give life.
You are love.
You are love.
You bring light to the darkness.
You bring light.
Come on, tell him. Say, you give hope.
You give hope.
You restore.
Restore
every heart that's been broken. One more time, church.
Say, you.
Time, come on.
Say it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Oh, say it's your breath in my lungs. So I pour out my praise.
One more time, tell it.
Oh,
no one greater. There is nothing greater than you. Nothing greater. And no one greater. Great are you, Lord. Sing. And the streams say great, say
great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
There's a saying that know how good God's been to you. So I can't praise for you. You can't praise for me, right? But we can all praise, right?
Okay.
So the beginning of worship is not just saying, Lord, I worship you. Because there's something that comes before that. You know what that is? Two words, one phrase. Thank you. You. That's the beginning of worship, because his worth is based on first who he is, but then his goodness. And I don't know how good he's been to you, but I can sure tell you he's been blessing your brother standing right here, and I don't deserve any of it. I'm just humbled and grateful. So if you love him just that much, can you just take a moment, slip him up as high as you can? Can you just express it? I can't tell you how. I don't know what he's done. I can't tell you how. I'm just saying that's something about the fruit of your lips giving thanks to him. The fruit of your own personal lips, because you know where you've been. I don't know where you've been. You know what he's delivered you from. I don't know. And you don't know like I know what he's done for me. But I know all of us have some thanksgiving in us tonight. Can we just
say thank you? Thank you.
Couldn't breathe.
couldn't breathe without you. I can't live without you. Just can't live without you. I couldn't see without you. I couldn't see without you. I couldn't talk without you.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Couldn't walk without you. I couldn't be without you. So I can't live without you. I can't live without you. I can't live without you.
If that's you, just tell it.
I can't live without you. Tell the Lord I can't live. Tell I can't live without you.
Disconnect from my source. I'm kind of like a plant that's disconnected from its root system without him. See, everything God created must remain connected to its actual life source. You came out of God. Animals came out of dirt. Fish came out of water and dirt. So in order for a fish to survive, it's got to remain in its environment. Man was never created to live or breathe or think or talk or be without God.
God, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It was never meant to be a disconnection. So when we say, I can't live without you. Supposed to mean I can't do anything without you.
Yes, 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 yes.
So if that's you, can you just one more time?
Hallelujah.
Just slip those hands up and bless him. Just slip those
Thank
hands
you,
up
Lord.
And bless him. Say, I
can't
live without you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 63:1, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Now that's not just talking about early in the morning. It's also talking about early in your circumstance.
My God.
Oh God, thou art my God. Early, when the situation first arises, I will seek thee. Then he says something that has just wrecked me the last 2-3 weeks. He says, my soul thirsts for you.
My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land. And this part right here, this next part. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory.
Yes.
Can I ask you tonight, what are you looking for? Churches this morning were packed, filled. And the question I want to ask is, what are people looking for when they come to the house of God? Tonight, our heart's cry is, God, show us your power and show us your glory. Would you lift those hands right now and say, God, show me your power and show me your glory. In the name of the Lord. So tonight, I'm gonna do a little twist here. There's a young lady that's here. She, matter of fact, the first song that I sang tonight with track, she's in the background singing. And she came up in here tonight. Hi, Pastor. And I said, don't hi, Pastor, me. You're going to sing tonight. I didn't say it like that. But I'm going to ask Dion Lambert to come. Would you come, Dion? And I'm just going to ask her to, thank you, praise team. I'm going to ask her to come and share. And I really appreciate it. Oh, she's going for you. I really appreciate Dion being here. Let's give a hand to Tony Mason, first of all. Hallelujah. And Dion Lambert, she's just a sweetheart, and she's known her for years. And please give her a hand as she comes in her own way.
Great is your faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion, they fail not. About your name, Jesus, Jesus, there's something about your name, Jesus, Jesus, there's something about your name, Jesus, Jesus. About that name, Jesus, yeah. Jesus, yes, yes, yes. There's something, okay, pause, break it down, break it down. There's something that happens to me specifically. I won't speak for everybody, but there's something that is absolutely powerful about hearing collective voices joining together and praising and honoring and worshiping God. There's something in that. When we lift our voices together, when we stand together, and we proclaim the goodness of God, and we call the name of Jesus, and we rest in that, and we trust in that, and we allow all of that power to baptize us, to anoint us, to free us, to heal us, to deliver us. All of those things that happens when our collective voices join together. So when I say, I want you to join me in singing Jesus, you don't have to do anything special or spectacular. Just join your voice as authentic and as genuine, as loud or as soft as you want to. I just want you to participate in the power that's here, okay? So I call Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, there's something about that name. So I call Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim, yeah, Jesus, Jesus. About the name Jesus, Jesus, yeah, let all heaven and earth proclaim, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. sometimes there are no words. Sometimes you just gotta moan. Sometimes you just gotta hum. You just gotta make yourself vibrate. There is something about vibrating ourselves. There's a frequency that happens that we can tap into. And when we tap into that frequency, we may not know exactly what's happening. We don't have to know in order to experience the power within us. We don't have to know.
Hallelujah.
There is something about that name. There is something about that name. There is something about that name. Something about that name. There is something about that name. There is something about that name.
There is something about that name.
There is something about that name.
There is something about that name.
There is something about that name.
There is something about that name.
There is something about that name.
Trouble now, y'all.
You're not. Sometimes we, in these types of setting, we want to be entertained. When he said there's something about that name, it's just not a phrase. It's not just a phrase. But there is substance behind the name. There is power in the name. There is deliverance in the name. There is freedom in the name. There is salvation in the name. What is it that you need the name of Jesus to be put on? There's no need in coming together if we leave how we came. If there's no deliverance that takes place, what are we here for? That's just another social hug. Hey, how you doing? Your riff, your run. But I'm at a stage in my life, and we are a time in life, that it is time for us to get serious about the things of God. Amen. We come together and we worship together, we praise together, but we're going to stand alone when we stand before Him. That's right. Ask yourself, do you know without a shadow of a doubt that the response you will be entering without a shadow of a doubt. I know that when I go to my house and I push that garage door opener, it may sometimes act right. But if I go to the door and I put the key in and I turn that key, there is a guarantee that that door is going to unlock. God has given us a key to eternal life. And that key is in the name of Jesus. Is Jesus your key tonight? Is Jesus your key tonight? Or is the musicians playing hot? Is that your key tonight? Is Pastor hitting every note he can find your key tonight? To be serious about our walk, our life with Christ, in Christ. Let Jesus be real to you. Is he real to you? Your pursuit of him can't be for things. Because I recall a scripture saying, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. He wants you. He wants you. He doesn't want the things. Want it. He doesn't need it, should I say. He appreciates it, yeah. But he doesn't need it to be God. He's God because he is God. He just wants us. I love this man right here. I do. Sometimes I just want to be in his presence. We don't have to be saying anything. But even in the saying of nothing can lead to a whole lot. Can we just make sure we're with him tonight, that we're in him, that we don't take this lightly? When you call on Jesus, expect a response. Expect a response. A response that will change your heart, that will change your life, that will change your situation. That's all.
Thank the Lord. You're such a... Thank you, sweetheart. I'm seeing the glory all in them boots, too. But I just want to... There's such an awesome presence of worship. And I can't think of a better person to bring to the stage right now than my good friend. Listen, how many of you know the song Welcome Into This Place? Welcome into this place. This man right here, this my friend, Pastor Orlando Juarez, wrote that years ago. And he's a worshiper at heart. He pastors the Bridge down in Bixby. They just built an awesome facility down there. And he's just an awesome brother. And he's going to come right now and worship. Can you give a big hand to Pastor Orlando Juarez?
To share something before we start. First of all, Alvin, you come up if one. Yona, it's okay, Yona. Just, I felt like this is the Lord tonight. And brother, I think you got another preacher in the family. I don't know. Brother, you better watch yourself. I want to share something with you. Psalm 34. If you look up the scripture, Psalm 34, verse 1. David is running for his life, makes some bad decisions, winds up in the worst case possible, worst situation in his life. Anyone ever been in a really bad place? And he's about ready to be killed. He's surrounded by his enemies. He made some dumb decisions. He's before the king of the Philistines, about ready to die. And it says that he changed his behavior. And it really means he began to praise the Lord. He figured out, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with praise on my lips. And so they look at him, and he's praising the Lord. And he's and what they say is, this man is out of his mind. This man is crazy. And they say, get him out now. And deliverance came when praise wasn't easy. Deliverance came when that's all you had was praise. Come on, church. There's a place we get to, and get to it quicker. And so as he begins to worship, he's thrown out of the enemy's camp. And he runs. And he goes into the cave of Adullam, and he writes Psalm 34. In Psalm 34, it says, when David changed his behavior, and it says, he wrote, the first thing he wrote, I will bless the Lord. His praise will continually be in my mouth. But you have to understand what that means. The word bless translates to bow or kneel. I will bless the Lord. His praise will continue. The word praise translates to hila, which means a hymn. Now, y'all, this is really important. There's going to be moments in your life that your own decisions or the world will bring you to your knees. And you got nothing. David on his knees, bowing before the Lord, his bad choices. And what he did not say is, how dumb, how could I have done, which is what we do. How could have I? He says he bowed before the Lord. And then Tehillah, with that, we know what that Tehillah, it means he had nothing deep. It's like the moans and groans you were talking about. There was something in here, and it wasn't a show anymore. And then something deep inside say, he was reaching for something, and it wasn't guilt or shame. And maybe it was an old hymn that he'd forgotten about, like, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Maybe it was, then sings my soul. My Savior God to thee. Maybe something deep happened and said, how great thou. Come on, sing it, you know. How great. At my worst place, I say, then sings my soul. The solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And maybe it was something he couldn't even muster, and all he could do was, oh God, you're so good. When the world and your bad choices bring you to your knees, make it an altar of worship unto your Savior, and everything will change. So we bless the Lord. And this kind of praise, this is deep. It's the moans and groans from your heart where you go, God, I can't even think of anything. And so I bless the Lord, for he alone is worthy. I will bless the Lord, for there is none like him.
rich in mercy. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul. Something when everything is stripped back, and it's in this moment that we naturally go to what I did wrong, and David said, look what you did right, God. And everything changes. I believe it's a word for you tonight. This is your word for you tonight. If you've been brought to your knees by bad choices, dumb decisions, the world itself coming at you, make that your altar. As a matter of fact, right now, just make it your altar right now. God is moving right now by His Spirit. Lord, you're so good. Lord, you're so good. And there is none like you, Holy One. We adore you, Lord. So in peace, like a river. Attended my way. Oh, when sorrows like sea billows roll, and whatever my lot, oh, thou hast taught me to say, come on, church, that it is well, it is well with my soul, and it is well with my. Right now, Lord, we breathe in and we breathe out right now, Jesus. Breathe in your presence, breathe out praise, for there is none like you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, and we love you, Lord. So where can I go, Lord? Where can I go from your presence? To the highest mountain, Lord, you are there. In my lowest valley, Lord, you are there. But you're here in my heart, and I can rest. I can rest. I can rest. You're my refuge, and I rest in your presence, Lord. You're so good to me, Lord, and I rest. Something about resting in the Lord. I mean, no better place to be. Praise the Lord. I don't even want to touch the keyboard now. I'm just going to stay in this prayer. There's something happening this very moment, right now. It has to do with rest. Not perfection, your perfection, His perfection. His goodness, not yours, His goodness. His performance, not your performance, His performance. His love. The cool thing about God being our refuge is all we do is we walk into it.
I can't create it, even if I try. The Lord is your refuge. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try this one little tune, okay?
Come.
on, let's give Pastor Orlando a hand. So I got a new friend, y'all. Got me a new friend. I don't know, it's been a couple of months. This pastor there on the, they call it the north side, called me and asked if I would come and be a part of something that he was doing. Huh? What? What? Yes, go away. It's all good. It's all good. Got a wife. All right, so now what was I saying? The north side. North side. Pastor called me and said, yeah, Pastor, this is Pastor Jamal Dyer. And said, we're having this thing at our church called Praising with the Pastors. And I'd like you to come and be a part. I was like, all right. I'm a pastor. I can praise. So we went out there to, huh? Yeah, probably. We went out to Friendship. I went out to Friendship and got me a new friend. Let me just tell you something. I said this that night. I am a Jamal Dyer fan. I love this man. I do. I do. And look, look. He wore us out that night. Okay? And he didn't break a sweat. And so, look, I told him, I said, look, I'm inviting you to evening praise on one condition. Told the singers when they came, I said, look, you know, we're going to have a problem. No, I didn't say that. I said, Pastor Dyer, you got to sing. This is evening of praise, songs of thanksgiving. So that song you sang right there, rather, you got to sing it tonight. So would you please put your hands together for Pastor Jamal Dyer and the Friendship Baptist Church as they come to minister. Hallelujah. Come on, give them a big hand. Oh, I love this man. Watch out now.
Can we give God a hand of praise for the set man of this house, Pastor Alvin Frugier? Such a beautiful gift to the body of Christ. I am grateful to be here tonight. I, as they say, I'm just hyena happy and peacock proud to be here. Pastor Alvin, I've always been a fan of his, and so it is truly an honor to be here with you all tonight, and thank you for your yes. And so when you called me, I said, we're going to make sure that we come. And so our praise team is going to come in their own way, and I promise you, I'll sing your song as soon as they've done. Amen. Can you put your hands together for the Friendship Church praise and worship team under the leadership of Minister Erica Ivy?
How many know we serve an incredible God, and that incredible God deserves an incredible praise? Do I have just one witness that knows our incredible God deserves an incredible praise? Me from them all. I still can't believe all the ways you made. An incredible God deserves incredible praise. Oh, 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 oh. I've had some problems, some greatness. You being God. Deliver me from the I still heart. Can't believe all the ways you made. Oh, oh, oh.
way you made. You've been a healer. Yes. Lord, I thank you. You've been a deliverer.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you. You've been a keeper.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you. You've been a keeper. And Lord, I thank you. You've been my deliverer. And I thank you. When I look back over my life, Lord, I thank you.
I
am grateful to you, Jesus. We give you honor, give you glory. Lord, we thank you. It's a Thanksgiving season. I don't have to look that far back in my life to see how good God has been. When I couldn't keep myself, he was right there all the time. When I wanted to throw in the towel, he was right there to pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on solid ground.
Say thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Why are you grateful today? Tell your neighbor, because he's been so, so good. Has he been good to you over here? He's been so, so good. Yeah, he's been so, said he's been real good, yeah.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
I know you've been worried, but let me tell you, it's in God. It's in God's hands. You can turn it over to him. It's in God's hands. Take yours off of it. Oh, it's in, yeah. It's in his hands. It's gonna be all. It's gonna be all right. Throw your arm around your neighbor and tell him it's gonna be all right. I know you've been worried. I know you've been crying, but it's gonna be oh. It's gonna be all right. More time, encourage your neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, it's gonna be, oh, it's gonna be all right. I know it's heavy, I know the burdens are hard, but it's gonna be, oh, all right. You don't have to cry. It's gonna be, it's gonna be, it's gonna be all right. Yeah.
open up my mouth. I want to say thank you. Grateful people in here. You ought to just put your hands together. If you're grateful today, if you know that it's in God's hands and you know you're going to be all right, you ought to worship Him in this place today. You ought to give Him glory in this place today. Give Him honor, give Him praise, because truly He's worthy to be praised. We're in a series entitled Reasons to Be Grateful. And the enemy causes us to feel as though we have nothing for which to be grateful for. Last week I told him that we are grateful that we have a God who knows all about us. And then today I told him we have a God, we can be grateful because we have a God who is always with us. And when you have a God who all knows all about you and still cares for you, when you have a God who knows your words, knows your ways, knows your thoughts, and still loves you, and then you have a God who's always with you, you ought to tell Him thank you. I said you ought to tell Him thank you. Some of you act as though you've got where you are on your own, but I'm looking for some folk to say, Dyer, I can attest to the fact that I'm only here by the grace of God. Had it not been for grace and mercy keeping me and covering me, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I owe him my praise. I owe him my thank you. We're going to do this old song and we'll get out your way. You brought me from a mighty long way. Is that your testimony in here today? I don't know about you. Y'all look good, but I'm talking to some folk in here that say, Pastor, it ain't always been like this. Sitting there thinking, looking back over my life, and Lord, you've been real good to me. I was down and out, Ms. Zahir. I didn't have a dime, but Lord, you made a way for me so many times. You brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. You stayed by my side, and when the troubles came, you wiped the tears from my eyes. Let me tell you, I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but Lord, you washed over me, and you made death behave. And I gotta say, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Is that your testimony today? You brought me. Come on, put your hands together. If He brought you from a mighty long way, said you brought me. Yes, sir. I don't know where I would be without you. Brought me from a mighty
brought me.
Another time he healed me.
I gotta tell him thank you. Thank you. Open up your mouth. Take about 60 seconds. Don't worry about who's looking at you. Don't worry about who's watching. Nobody knows like you know what the Lord has brought you through. Tell him thank you. Thank you.
Say thank you. Pastor Dyer, God bless you, sir. God bless you. Come on, lift those hands one more time and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen, I'm just going to tell you, we were going to do some more tonight, but we're going to end right there on that note. That's a good place to end right there. So we're just going to let the band play us out. Come on, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. I love you. Pray the presence. I love y'all. We'll do it next time. But lift those hands toward heaven. I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We pray you have an awesome Christmas, an awesome new year. Hallelujah. And thank him because he's been good to you. Ow!